Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Yeah, they do. The Tom Giordano program, one of the good things that happens every day, 9 to noon here, and it's always sunny in the Dom Dome. Here's President Trump before we go to Mike Roman, who's the guy involved in this big, big battle here in Philadelphia. We have him next. Here's what the president said. This will be A14, Dan. Going into the polls and what's happening here in Philadelphia.
President Trump, you
I'm
go
urging
first.
My supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you what.
What does that mean?
From a common sense,
does that mean you're going to tell your people to take to the street?
It means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to. These people aren't equipped to handle it. Number one. Number two, they cheat.
Oh, finally getting it said. I am there getting ready to come on last night. Finally. And I wish he had said, particularly in Philadelphia. Why is it that people believe this? What is it about Philadelphia? Oh, there's nothing here to worry about, nothing to look at. Let's go to Mike Roman, who is heading up the Trump operation, trying to prevent a lot of this here in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia. Mike, thank you very much, man of the hour, for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Dom.
Well, Mike, tell me, what is your role here? What are you coordinating? What are you doing for the Trump campaign in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania?
Well, nationwide, I'm coordinating the Election Day operation, which is which is our program to ensure that we do have a fair and honest election, ensuring that every eligible voter is able to cast a ballot and that ballot is counted only once.
Well, that is a big, big task. In Philadelphia alone, we would need 5 Mike Romans. So yesterday, I think it was, Mike, 17 of these satellite polling places open up. And what is it that you want the people to be able to do to be there and watching? What are they watching for?
Don, this is what we would do any other election. We observers would sit inside and just observe the process, ensure that all of the laws and rules are being applied and being applied equally and fairly to all the voters that are coming in. And we were blocked from having any observers inside of these early voting sites.
Well, let's go through the things here in Philadelphia. Mike, if you could probably imagine, but for listeners, we played it in the Mitt Romney election. We had a judge of election, 75-year-old African-American woman, live on the air. They refused to seat her and just said they're not going to seat someone like that to watch at a poll place live on my show. But do you have the legal standing? This isn't a poll. This isn't a place where ballots are being cast, essentially, in the normal way. What makes you believe you have legal standing to do that is the argument, Mike.
Well, sure, Dom. And it sounds like they want to have it both ways. We do have them yesterday making statements on video that absolutely people are casting votes inside of these satellite locations. People are coming in. They are registering for their ballot. They're taking their ballot, going to a voting booth, filling out their ballot and depositing it. That's voting. And they have said that people are voting on site at these locations. So we feel as though we have the right to sit in there and observe when people are casting ballots. I mean, we've already seen in Philadelphia some problems. This year, I think a U.S. attorney, Bill McSwain, indicted several people back in the summer for running up votes inside of polling locations because there were no observers in there watching. And just last week, we saw not in Philly, a little bit further north up in Luzerne County.
Yes.
They found a bunch of military voters' ballots that were cast for Trump were thrown out. They were in a trash can. DOJ has opened up an investigation into that. So when you have a situation where people are casting ballots, there are live ballots in a location, we should be able to be in there to observe and ensure that the process is being conducted honestly and under the law.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I'll give you some of the other cockamamie reasons, but I wanted to ask, don't you need a poll watcher certificate? Isn't there a bureaucracy? And it seems to me the bureaucracy is refusing to give you one, so I guess it becomes a matter of going to court. And in Philadelphia, that's pretty difficult. Is that where it is?
Well, the city commissioners, they want it both ways. They want to have an on-site voting location, an early voting location, but they are refusing to issue watcher certificates. They have said that they would not be giving out watcher certificates until Election Day. Now, the Trump campaign is absolutely committed to filing watcher certificates. Now, if it is not a polling place, as they are claiming, and it is just an extension of the Board of Elections, it's a public space. So we should be able to be in the public space to watch people casting ballots in a public space. It's one or the other. It's either one or the other. We should have standing,
I would agree.
Sit now, in there to watch people voting.
What about the
Mike,
the virus? They're limiting capacity then is the argument. All that air and masking and everything else. They're saying because of the virus, you don't have a right to be there.
I didn't hear that one. I mean, that one's new. Yesterday, it was I don't think anything was said about the virus to our people. They were simply told that they were not allowed in because they just decided that they were not allowed in. Now, I can tell you, in some of these locations, like the Lea Corps Center, there we absolutely could sit in there and observe. And remain socially distant. Yesterday, they actually had one of our observers, one of our staffers, was escorted from City Hall by law enforcement. Now, outside of the room 142 where they do the voting, he was outside of the room. Very, very, you could see on the video that he was nowhere within anybody within 6 feet. He was able to observe, but they did not want him inside of the location just monitoring what was going on, and they removed him from City Hall.
Well, two things on this, Mike. And one, I commend the Trump administration. This Republicans usually don't do this. So what you're doing here, but on the other hand, you probably know this. I'm Philadelphia, South Philly, principally, and people here know what that means my whole life. I'm surprised they didn't have guys with no necks there throwing you out of the office in that manner. That's what they'll do next. So it's like the Untouchables. What are you prepared to do then? I'm all on board. You absolutely have made the case that it can't be. This is a polling place. They're casting ballots there. And maybe even more troubling, we don't know where those ballots are going, how often they're picked up, who's doing it, and everything else. This is even more troubling in some ways than at a polling place.
Yes, at least at a polling place, yes, we are able to put people inside. And Don, I'll tell you, I grew up, I'm Philly born and bred myself. I'm from Kensington.
Wait a minute. Let's underline that. All right, we got a Kensington guy with the Trump. You know what? Nice work by the Trump administration again, Mike. Now we're talking here.
So I've seen it. I can tell you, 2016, just in our election, 2016, we had a poll watcher who went to the polls. You know, polls open at 7. He gets to the polling place at 6:45. There's already votes on the machine. I think it was in Juniata. We can pull the court case on that if anybody needs details. There are already votes on the machine. He informed the judge of elections that there are already votes on the machine. The machine should be moved aside. The judge of elections in the polling place told him that he had to leave the polling place or he was going to take his belt off and beat him.
The old belt beating. Well, Mike, I often say in Philadelphia, you know this as a Kensington guy, we need teams of lawyers, but we need teams of people with no necks, too. I mean, that's the only thing. This cockamamie rule that we can't have people. I could get 1,000 people from the suburbs that would come and monitor the polls in Philadelphia, but you got to be in the county. It's a ridiculous rule. If you're a citizen in Pennsylvania, you ought to be a poll watcher in Pennsylvania. But, Mike, bottom line then is if it's not tipping anything, you're going to continue on this Mike Roman then, I guess, and do what?
We are going to, well, first of all, we have informed the city commissioners. We do have a great legal team. Our legal team has informed the city commissioners that we do believe that we have standing and that we should be able to have observers inside of these satellite voting locations. If they do not allow us inside the satellite voting locations, then yes, we absolutely are prepared to go into court to seek relief to have people put inside of them. And yes, we need bodies. We have lawyers. Love lawyers. We need lawyers. Obviously, there's not enough lawyers who live in the city of Philadelphia that could cover every polling place and every satellite location. So we are recruiting. We're recruiting all of our Trump supporters to get involved with this operation.
Where should they go, Mike? Where should they go?
Sure. We have a website set up. It is defendyourballot.com. If they go to defendyourballot.com, they can sign up to be a one of our observers, hopefully in these satellite locations starting immediately once we get our relief, hopefully today, and then leading right through up until Election Day, having people inside of the polling places just to monitor the activity. Again, we are completely and totally committed to social distancing. We're not looking to interfere with the process, but we have already seen that without watchers inside of polling places, people will be tempted to run up votes. People will be tempted to throw away ballots. And when I don't know what's happening, I worry what's happening. Who knows how many Antifa people have already signed up to work these polling places and may start destroying Trump ballots.
Well, exactly, because they feel even if they get caught, the punishment will be minimal and they'll be celebrated the rest of their lives as part of the resistance to stop the evil one, Trump. So anything is possible here. I can't tell you, Mike, deeply how thrilled I am and listeners are. I speak for them because over the years, Republicans, as you know, have just taken it. They've been strong-armed, beaten up, or told, hey, this is a Democrat town. That's it. And finally, we have a president and an organization that is not only outraged over this, but is effectively pushing back on it.
Absolutely, Don. We are committed to not letting this race be stolen from us. The president is going to win. He is going to come out on election night, and he is with the most votes. He is going to win. They are already trying to set up a narrative now that they are going to be able to chip away at his victory with all of these vote-by-mail ballots that are coming in. They literally are going to court. They're having these liberal judges, liberal governors, liberal election officials that are changing the dates that you can receive ballots. I think in Pennsylvania now, they say that you can receive ballots up to 3 days after the election. Some states it's 7, some days it's 14. It's absolutely ridiculous that they are putting this in place. So we have to ensure that the ballots that they are actually opening and counting are valid legal ballots that have been cast. We can't allow them to create ballots.
Absolutely. Mike, please, would you tell Dan you have his information right? If there's any developments at all, you want to put on somebody wrong, but whatever, let us know. You have maybe you have an idea. Listeners are so attuned to this, even with all the big national issues, they want to defend the House here. We're in Pennsylvania. You're a Philly guy. I'm a South Philly guy. This is where the election can be won and lost, without a doubt. We're going to move heaven and earth to make sure it's not the usual way that elections run in Philadelphia.
I couldn't agree more, Dom. And any of your listeners out there, anyone sees anything that's happening in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, we do have a legal hotline set up to take those calls, to record these, to help triage these problems. If I can, that phone number is 267-668-2703. That is the Trump legal hotline for Pennsylvania. And if anyone wants to get involved with our operation, and I encourage all Trump supporters, I need all of our MAGA guys out there to sign up, defendyourballot.com.
Mike, great stuff to be continued. Thank you very much for jumping in today.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.